This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump has released his 2020 campaign slogan. Have you heard it? 2020 campaign slogan. Keep America Great. CAG. COG. So we went from Make America Great Again, which in 2020, by 2020, he will have accomplished it. In one term, Donald Trump could have said, if I haven't made America great in one term, I don't deserve another shot at the presidency. But he's done it. The new slogan, Keep America Great. I can see the hats now. The Make America Great Again hats are going to be in the archives, and then we're going to have the Keep America Great hats. And I don't know what, if I were going to be running in 2024, I would be looking for my slogan. Yeah, it would be something along the lines of Continuing America's Greatness. CAG. Oh, man, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can also find us. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Twitter censored Drudge releasing that new slogan of Donald Trump. They censored it. They said it would be too sensitive of information for people, and they put a warning on that tweet. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with. I want you to understand why I keep asking you guys to go over to teapartycommunity.org. Interesting things are about to happen there. I promise you, you're going to be so proud of me and what I've done over there and that team. It's going to blow your minds. Keep America Great Again. Keep America Great, rather. Censored Donald Trump's 2020 slogan. This man is genius. He's already got his 2020 slogan. He's already got the campaign running. They're already getting it funded. And when it comes time for the election, all the Democrats who are going to be running against him, Donald Trump gets equal time. And it's blowing people's minds what he's been able to do. They still haven't figured out who's going to run. But I'll tell you who's not running. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has finally said, you know what, I'm not going to run in 2020 because Donald Trump has called me Pocahontas, and it is unfair that he's a racist, and he gets to say that, and they're going, well, hey, take that test, girl. Take that test, girlfriend. Take that test. Let people know that you are one, whatever percentage of engine that you say you are. See, I've noticed something about Donald Trump. He takes people down with the truth. Think about what Donald Trump does. Let me tell you something. No mystery, no mystical, magical anything here. No guru, no nothing. Just good old, plain old common sense. And saying to himself, I'll fight you. You know what happens when people, does anybody want to fight? Yeah, I'll fight you. Oh, well, I was just like kind of blustering. Well, too bad. I'm ready to fight. He takes down people with the truth. Donald Trump did something very unusual, which is what got people's attention during the campaign. He said, we need to close our borders because we've got drug dealers. We've got gangbangers. We've got people that do sex trafficking, etc. You're calling Mexicans bad people, man. He says, I didn't say that about all the Mexicans. I just told you there's a group of people. And people thought that was going to be the end of him. The left thought that we'll get the media to beat him up, and that's going to be his undoing. And you know what you did, America? You said he's exactly right. Donald Trump says the things that most people, including leftists, are thinking. And they wonder, why is he winning? Why is it that we're losing so many Democrats? They're losing Democrats, not gaining. And they can't figure it out. So Elizabeth Warren's one of these people that's supposed to run against him. She has been ordained to be the next big thing in the Democrat Party, the same way Anthony Weiner was. But Donald Trump didn't need to destroy Weiner. He did that all on his own. But Elizabeth Warren, he didn't set out to destroy her. You know what he did? He did something really innovative. He just told people who she was. He says she's a fake Indian. She's Pocahontas. She's not even real. She's a figment of a liberal imagination. And she's taking advantage of the system by milking being an Indian. And that was it. He told the truth about her. Charlie Kirk tweeted, Elizabeth Warren won't take a genealogy test. Maxine Waters won't take an IQ test. What did Donald Trump say of Maxine Waters? He says she's an idiot. She's a moron. Well, I've been saying that for a long time. Not to try to take any thunder away from President Trump, but I've been telling you, members of the Congressional Black Caucus are nothing but circus clowns. So Trump's a little late on that one, but that's okay. He can have all the credit. Doesn't matter to me who makes it more known that Maxine Waters is a clown, that most of these members of the Congressional Black Caucus are nothing but circus clowns. I don't care. You can take the credit. But it's a fact. Elizabeth Warren won't take a genealogy test because it will verify what we already know. She's been lying about being an Indian, and she's taken advantage of it. Because that's what the left does. Her life has been dramatically improved by pretending to be something that she's not. Oh, by the way, that's what the left does. That's what they excel at. They can't tell you, like, I'm in radio. I don't have a radio career. I'm writing. I'm a writer. I'm not a journalist. I didn't get a journalism career. There's nothing about me to go,
well, you know, my credentials for journalism come from the blank school of journalism. And my ability to come on the radio is from me training at the Blinkety Blink Radio Institute. No, I didn't know any of it. I don't know if I'm any good at any of it. And let me tell you this. I don't really care. It's people are reading, for me reading my work. People are listening to me. So that's the judge. But I don't need, oh, yeah, I've won a Pulitzer. And I've won this award and that award. And I've got more awards than you can take a stick at. Just call me Ward.
I don't need it. It's okay. They need that. They want you to understand. I went to the most prestigious school. I learned journalism at Princeton. And I studied under so-and-so. And he was a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he won the Nobel Peace Prize for blankety blank and all that. And you know what? It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. None of it. Donald Trump just tells you the truth about people. All these people, they're going to run against him. He's going to tell you, Bernie. Bernie's a sellout. Bernie had a chance. He did. He blew it. He wanted his crooked Hillary. Give me your person. Kamala Harris, dumbest person on the planet. Another dummy. I'd like to see her take an IQ test. Whatever. He's going to destroy all of them. And worse than that, forget what they would call personal attacks. Those aren't personal attacks. Those are the truths about these people. But the facts are going to be that Donald Trump has done an amazing job. I was on Steve Hilton's show on Sunday arguing about North Korea. I'll talk about this chick. I forget her name. It's like she said, just call me Nomi. Nomi. I was like, but I don't want to know you. But I'll talk about that when we come back, just to kind of tell you a little bit how crazy the left is. Now, Kennedy went after her on the show, but I chose to take the high ground. Back in a bit, folks. Glad you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a ton to talk about. Exploding packages. OJ back in the news. New taxes that are going to be very interesting. But you're going to get a kick out of this one. We got the Pennsylvania election. Donald Trump speaking at that. I loved it, by the way. Loved it. But I want to start this segment, because it's going to be relatively short, talking about my little stint on Steve Hilton's show over the weekend on Sunday. I don't even know the name of this girl. She's a cute girl, looked kind of Hispanic. She works for the Young Turks. Could have been Middle Eastern, for all I know. And she was in a red dress, and I'd seen her. They picked her up at the hotel in a limo and took her, and I could see who the limo service was with. That's who Fox provides. And so I was like, are you looking for me? It says no, and he named the person's name. And I think now that I think about it, she is Middle Eastern or something. But I didn't know her. And she came out in her little red dress, the guy goes, I can take you both. I said, nah, they've already sent a car for me. And boy, am I glad I didn't take that ride with them. And here's the reason. It was a brother that picked me up. He's 71 years old. And we're talking. And he goes, hey, as soon as he sees me, he's like, I recognize you. And he shakes my hand. I was like, oh, okay. So I get in the car, and I said, well, I get that quite. He goes, probably shocked you that somebody came up. And I was like, no, not really. I get it more often than you think. But, you know, I said, I'm curious as to where. I'm always curious what the answer is going to be. He goes, Fox, man, I see you on there all the time. I said, you're a Fox viewer. He said, yeah. And then it turns out he's that, that elusive conservative that's in L.A., in the L.A. area. That's him. It's a black dude, too. Who knew? Right? Who knew? So we talked the entire time. It's about a 15-minute drive to the studio. And this dude is breaking it down. 71 years old, he says, Kevin, been out here since 1967. I have been a staunch conservative, you know, my entire life. He goes, I've seen this stuff going on. And he goes, it just rattles me to my core to look at how crazy black folks have become. And he goes, and living in California, it's even worse. He goes, nah, man. He goes, I tell everybody that we are on the wrong path with leftism and Democrats. And so he says, they might as well just say what it is. Obama was a socialist. So get this. The driver they give me when I get back to town and where I live, he's a brother, and he's a black conservative. I'm telling you, we are out there in droves, folks. They know. They are people plugged in. Look, this is going to be a lot easier than you think, and Trump is making it super easy. Super easy. And by the way, the left are helping. They are helping. They're making his job and your job a lot easier. Anyway, so I get to the studio. This brother cannot wait for me to get out. We had a great conversation. I go inside, and it's Kennedy, me, and this lady named Nomi, and of course Steve Hilton. And the folks are just amazing. Beth, who sets it all up, this amazing crew. And so we do. One of the questions was around North Korea. And the idea that Donald Trump's going to have this meeting with Kim Jong-un. Now, I'll remind you, Barack Obama said years ago that he would meet with these rogue dictators, and people criticize him. And he said, you know, that, well, how are you going to get, you know, people to talk if you're never going to listen to them? And he's right about that. I think what people were criticizing was, until you really understand what the situation is, you can't just say, I'm going to talk to him. And so, was Obama right to say, yeah, I'll talk to him. Under the right circumstances, I will. Trump has already built the right circumstances. He's gotten the world back in order. See, we're now exporting excellence again. America is back on top, viewed for what it is. You can talk about military all you want, but we are the number one economy in the world. The number one. We're the biggest and the baddest per capita. Now, I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it, because there people would argue, well, Kevin, Japan's got a big, you know, GDP for per capita, whatever. They're big, and we can include them if you want. South Korea's got a big per capita. And the beauty of that is they're both big-time trading partners with America, big-time partners with, us, our protection, part of NATO, the whole thing. So we have that, and then you've got China, that Donald Trump has gotten in order as well. So we're having this discussion, and this girl says, well, her argument is, you know, we do need to have these conversations with North Korea. So she admits to that, and Steve gets her to admit it. But what she says is, but why does it have to be him? He's the wrong guy to do it. And I'm like, really? So the guy who gave us the best first-year presidency in history, probably, certainly in modern history, the guy who has given us, who has made our trade the biggest part of our masterpiece, and getting that in order, opening up trade markets, and has gotten done with foreign policy in a year what Barack Obama couldn't have done in 50 lifetimes. And you're concerned about him? See, and so here's what she does. She says he doesn't even read his foreign policy, you know, for the things they give him from the foreign policy advisors. He doesn't even read that stuff. And he's just a wild man. And so when she finishes talking, because I wanted to be, you know, polite, I said, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This leftist, number one, luckily we get her to admit that the meeting should take place. But then she says, no, it shouldn't be Donald Trump because he doesn't read anything. I go, like she knows. Tell me what she knows. I'm looking at the, you know, Steve and Kennedy and the American people saying, this is a woman that just gave you a bunch of conjecture. She knows nothing about what Trump does. She doesn't know habit one. She doesn't have anybody close to the White House. She's got all these unnamed sources that know nothing about Donald Trump, and she sits here like she's an authority. Then she goes out and she makes the biggest mistake that the left have made in their entire career, is underestimating Donald Trump, a guy who's given us an amazing economy. And I went to naming what he's done with Chinese tariffs. We've got 183 new products we can sell to China. We've got Donald Trump saying we're going to work on the trade imbalance. We've got a guy who just said we're going to put a tariff on steel, and we have steel companies opening up plants that were scuttled, and so on and so forth, and they still say he's too stupid. He's too stupid to negotiate something that brought the guy to the table. And Kennedy kicks in and says, you know, I think, well, I don't know if she said this on air, but she said it afterwards. She says, I think Kim Jong-un is scared of Donald Trump. And I said, I completely agree with you. He's scared of him because you have an economy, the Korean economy, that's maybe $25 to $30 billion. And I talked about this the other day. It's a rounding error in America's economy. And Donald Trump has put the squeeze on him with sanctions, but more importantly, he's squeezing Russia and he's squeezing China. And he's doing it brilliantly. And they say, he's too stupid. He's too stupid to do something, oh, by the way, that Barack Obama couldn't do, that Hillary Clinton nor John Kerry could do, but he's the stupid one. See, that's how leftism works. They have nothing they can lay their hands on and go, well, you know, Barack Obama was amazing at this. No, because he wasn't. He couldn't get Kim Jong-un to the table. His policies essentially emboldened Kim Jong-un to do what he's been doing. So what could she say? She had to just sit there and take it because she knew I was right. She had no knowledge of what Trump does, and that she wants to come off like an expert.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. We've got a lot to discuss, and we're going to get into. Look, there's a what I don't want to call it nuisance news, but it is, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned from it, like these exploding packages in Austin. They're saying that they may be targeting blacks, so it would be a hate crime. I've never heard of anybody saying if in the event of exploding, like let's say there's a pipe bomber and he's blowing up mailboxes, and they say we need to look for the cause, the root cause of it, but I've never seen one of these shows where three white people get killed and they go, we need to look into it as a hate crime. But black folks have been targeted, and immediately it's a hate crime. Look, I'm not, and I don't need to debate hate crime versus regular crime. To me, it's a specious argument. A crime is a crime. And if somebody's killing people with packages, they need to be brought to justice. And it's hate involved, whether it's white people, black people, or anybody else. This idea of hate crime is just crazy to me. But here we are talking about it. Actually, I wasn't going to cover it now, but we might as well since I'm on the subject. What it tells me when I see people being killed and somebody being tricky about how they do it is I see cowardice and I see leftist. That's what I see. The Unabomber. Oh, the government, whatever, so I'm going to go kill a bunch of people that I didn't like. That's just cowardice and leftist. I'm going to see how long I can get away with it. I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than law enforcement. You'll never catch me. And I'm going to kill people because I'm mad at the government and somebody that, you know, wronged me in my past. As opposed to just picking up the phone and saying, look, man, you made me mad. You know, I don't like it. Let's get over it. And okay, let's hug it out. Nope. City of Austin is chock full of leftists. And what we're witnessing with these packages exploding is nothing but pure leftism. According to an Austin, Texas police report, a teenage boy died after a suspicious package exploded in his home on Monday. A woman in her late 40s was also injured, was taken to the hospital for potentially life-threatening injuries. This is the second deadly explosion of a package in Austin this month. The first incident was earlier in the month, and it killed a 39-year-old man. And the police are investigating the possibility of the two instances being linked. This is a report I'm reading. There are similarities that we cannot rule out, and that these two incidents are, in fact, related. According to the police report, neither package was delivered by the Postal Service, so it wasn't a mean-spirited postal person, but were left there overnight and opened early in the morning, and police have reclassified the first incident from suspicious to a homicide. They're also not ruling out the possibility of the explosions being hate crimes due to the fact that both victims were African American. a.k.a. Black. End of report. Then it was the next story that I read that said, there's been a third bombing. I'm sure you guys saw the story. At the time that I saw it, they just said there's another package that exploded, but I believe it did, and they're just unsure at this point. I looked at the map, and it's going right up the 35 corridor there in Austin. So look, now there's a warning. Don't take any packages or whatever. And what do people expect to get out of this? I have no idea. What could you possibly be doing building bombs for that could go off and kill people indiscriminately? I mean, that's just cowardice. That's the only way to look at it. It's just cowardice. Oh, man. How bad is that? Hey, and OJ's back in the news, right? The consensus is in. OJ did it. I just saw a piece of it. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a whole lot of interest in OJ. He served the time for whatever he's supposed to do, and he's out. And I think the Goldman family's still hounding him for when he makes money. He's still got to pay them for something. So I don't have a whole lot of interest in it. But here's the thing. Black folks are now starting to admit, okay, I think OJ did it. Now, I didn't watch the show, so I'm going to have to take people's word for it. But he supposedly gave a hypothetical as to how he did it. Do you guys know anything about how this was done? I didn't hear anything. But this is what I was told. He did a hypothetical. If I'm wrong, let me know. Google it while I'm doing this. But supposedly, it was a hypothetical of, if I would have killed them, this is what I would have done. Now, the other thing I've heard is that, no, he's admitting that he had a blackout and he wasn't sure. He was there with a knife and all this. But whatever came out of it, this little bit that I've seen subsequent to that, black folks are going, he did it. Oh, they did it. Now, at the time of that verdict, to take it back, take it back. OJ, when they freed that man, that was one of the most polarizing incidents in America at the time. It was really interesting to watch. Between us girls, I was happy OJ got off, not because of a black issue, but because I felt like they hadn't proved that he did it. Now, people, Kevin, you know he did it. That maybe. My opinion or feeling about it has nothing to do with it. Now, people are like, well, who else would have done it? You know, who else? Well, like, I would know. I don't know who Nicole Simpson made mad or Ron, what was his name? I forget the guy's name. Goldman? I don't know who he was following around. I mean, I knew nothing about it. Well, how are you going to ask me? What do I think? My opinion is worthless in the scheme of things. But here's what I knew. They had not, beyond a reasonable doubt, proved it was OJ. There was DNA that was close to his, but it wasn't his and all this. And so that implicated his kid and people. Well, come on now. That was close enough. Again, give me an exact match and I go, oh, his DNA's on scene? Okay, it's OJ. Now, I will tell you this. That certainly made me take pause because it was a close DNA match. Now, I don't know whether the DNA things have changed and they could now make it an exact match. You know how things are. But at the time, it wasn't definitive. They have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And OJ was like, you know, look, I just came back from so-and-so, and they were looking at his knuckles, which had a couple of scars on them. But again, I get scarred. I would hate to think if something came up, and I was like, you had a scarred knuckle, and they go, oh, he scarred his knuckles. I'm a fighter. I scar my knuckles all the time. So it was just bizarre. So I was happy that OJ got off because I was like, you know, I don't want any innocent person going to jail. I'd rather a guilty guy be out for a little while longer till you get a case against him. And they did. They managed to get OJ on a technicality when he went to get his memorabilia that he'd signed back. So no harm, no foul. Now he's out. As far as I'm concerned, he could tell the truth. At this point, I don't think if he did kill him, I don't think he would tell the truth because I think he'd look at it as, you know, it's going to be a career. I don't know. Has his career already ended? I mean, some people still like OJ. They still see him as a star. I talked about it when he got out of prison before this latest thing. I said I would interview OJ. I would talk to OJ. Now, if he is a killer and he got away with it, there'd be a part of me that would still want to talk to him. I'd be like, well, why'd you do it? Well, what would get inside of you to make you want to kill your ex-wife, who you know is in other relationships? I mean, why? What clicked?
Well, you know, Kev, she was over there flirting with that young boy trying to be a cougar. And I don't know, man, something just flipped.
Okay, give me a read. But other than just the curiosity as to why he did it, but I don't have any interest in the story. But, man, people do. They do. So people are abandoning OJ. Now, why am I talking about it? Because I'm making a prediction. What's happened to OJ is going to happen to Obama. Obama didn't directly kill anybody himself. But he killed America. He killed black spirits in a strange way. OJ, when that verdict came out, black people were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a big deal. He energized the black community that justice that had so many times gone against black folks was now tipped in the favor of blacks. And some of them were like, I don't even care if he did it. He got off in a system that is oppressing black people, blah, blah, blah. You know, the system run by leftists, of course. They didn't care. No distinction, but that is the key. And so Barack Obama got elected in a system that oppresses black people. Yeah, whoo, we got our champion. Oh, he did kill somebody? Ooh, okay. And with respect to Obama, it's the same thing. You understand the parallel? That's why this is such an interesting issue to me. It's because that same revelation is beginning to hit black people. They thought the dude was Superman. He could do no wrong. Everything he touched turned to gold. And now you get the revelation. No, he was actually pretty bad. He actually didn't help black people. You know, in effect, he's a killer. He's a bad person. Oh, we got to rethink him. You know who's making him rethink him? Donald Trump. Donald Trump's performance. That's what's making him rethink Barack Obama. Black folks are going, look, we haven't had it so good. And get this. This is a big backfire for the left. He's a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Black people don't believe this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got to tell you, I love listening to leftists talk about the economy, trade, the value of the dollar, all these things that they had practically no interest in under Barack Obama. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KJ, Kevin Jackson Radio Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Tariffs are in the news because Donald Trump is raising the price of certain products, 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum. And in doing so, the steel market is coming back. U.S. Steel announces they're going to put 500 jobs back in the Southern Illinois, a job, you know, right across the river from St. Louis, but they're going to bring up the Madison plant. So already on an announcement, you're already seeing it. Now, they had done it before. They brought 200 jobs back earlier. During when Donald Trump became president, they reopened that plant to begin with. Now there's a total of 700. Thousands of jobs will ultimately be created. And we posted an article on this whole thing. China used to have a fairly significant percentage, but like, say 10% of the steel that they produced in the world. Now they're almost 50%. That's the infrastructure that makes practically everything that you do in a country. And now China, you know, exports 50%, a significant portion to America. And they cover it up. I talked about it the other day. I'm not going to go more into that because I want to focus on the tariffs. But what's interesting to me from the left's perspective is that they say Donald Trump is not smart enough to do this. And even when you get positive results, when you get other countries saying, you know what, we have to reconsider and we may need to lower the tariffs that we're charging for American products, and I'm thinking about cars right now because Elon Musk, who tweeted out something along the lines of, "We get charged 25% to export our cars overseas, they get charged 2.5% to bring them into America. That's ridiculous." And he wants to sell a lot of Teslas, and he's going, "If we were on par with trade, I'd be selling a crap load more Teslas. We'd be selling a lot more American cars overseas." I agree. I believe that. You ever go to Europe and see these little bitty cars, man? There are people that go, "I want a freaking Ford F-150, you know, or a Chevy Tundra." I don't know what these models are, but you know what I'm saying. So Donald Trump is going to these countries saying, "We're going to adjust this." Here's what he tweeted out. He says, "Secretary of State Wilbur Ross will be speaking with representatives of the EU, the European Union, about eliminating large tariffs and barriers they use against the United States, not fair to our farmers and manufacturers." Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is so common sense. It's ridiculous in its simplicity. And yet, the left are still fighting. This is nothing but common sense. What do you expect a president of a country to do when your industry's suffering and it's because of these unfair trade practices and the other countries are like, "Well, they never ask. You know, that's just the way we do things." And Trump's like, "Well, it's not going to happen anymore." And the left fight him on it. Look, tariffs made up 95% of the United States government's revenue until 1913, and then they started taxing the heck out of American citizens, and they figured out we don't have to use tariffs in order to get our tax money. We'll just beat the crap out of the citizens. That's what it was. Go look it up. You don't have to trust me on these stats. We relied on tariffs in order to get our income. Now, should that have been the case? The answer is no. In order to have trade, you need to have a fair trade. And we shouldn't be relying on that. We should have a big amount of money that comes from our citizens, a big amount of money that comes from the corporate taxes, and some money that comes from tariffs. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Steelworkers International President Leo Girard said Trump was able to see the steelworker agenda. What he did is what we've been fighting for over 30 years. What makes me sad is we've been trying to get the Democrats to do this for over 30 years. That's what the president of the Steelworkers International said. Now, I brought this up on a Steve Hilton show and said, "What about the unions? Huh? Somebody come talk to me about the unions." And so this knucklehead leftist girl, Nomi, she says, "Oh, so it doesn't matter. Those salaries are going to be 30% less." And I was like, let's just say that you're true, but it's true. It's 70% less. 70% of something. 70% of a job that had gone away that your president, Barack Obama, said would not come back is now back. Give me that, and I'll take it every time. And so will the steel workers, the people who've lost their jobs. They've watched their jobs go offshore. This woman doesn't want to bring it back. Not to mention, I talked about the ingenuity that comes with learning something from manufacturing. And I used Intel as an example and said, look at the evolution of the Pentium chip and what it's now come with Intel. What we now do with microprocessors, because our manufacturing stayed here, because we have left that ingenuity here in the United States. And I could have gone on. And this lady's arguing, here's the net of it. I don't even want to go redo the argument. You can watch the clip if you feel like it. The net of it is this. The jobs coming back to America and the fact that the unions And by the way, I hope Janice's decision comes down and we can bust the unions, just for the record. But if the unions don't see that Donald Trump brought their jobs back that were gone, and they better no longer vote for the group that lost their jobs. If they don't learn from that, shame on them. President Leo Girard of the Steelworkers International probably realizes this. He said that on Meet the Press, in case you want to know. He said Trump was able to see the steelworker agenda. Let me just correct him. Trump is able to see the worker agenda. 30 years, Leo Girard says the Democrats have ignored what it takes to keep these jobs here. Now, if the people want to be part of a steelworkers union, I don't really care. I don't think the union is going to serve them, but if they want to be that, fine. I'm not anti-union in that respect. But I'll tell you this, if you don't have any jobs, you don't have a union. And if the union doesn't understand that in its membership, shame on them. Just so we're very clear, though. George Bush put tariffs on Chinese steel. Barack Obama put tariffs on Chinese steel. Hillary Clinton said she would put tariffs on Chinese steel. And yet, what happens when Donald Trump puts tariffs on Chinese steel? They act as if it's Armageddon. That's their word for everything. It'll be Armageddon. They don't want this man to do anything. If there's anybody that I would trust negotiating the tariff deals and our trade deals and understanding this stuff, it's Donald Trump. If there's anybody that's proven his ability to take the worst policies that, and I keep coming back to this very simple term, folks. Common sense. Now, the Democrats use it for their own. We need common sense gun control. We need common sense gun, common sense tax policy. They use it all the time in, as a term, as a figure of speech. But they never use common sense. They never use it. They never even go back in history to look at what other people have done. They just respond. They react. It's emotional. Trump did it. But Obama did it. Yeah, but who cares? Trump did it. I'm so glad that Donald Trump has the chutzpah. I guess that's a Yiddish word. But he has the male genitalia to go out and do these things that people just talk about. They talk about, what was it? The building the wall, immigration policy. Nobody does a thing. You can go back and find clip after clip after clip of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of them talking about, we can't allow people to come in our country unchecked. I mean, we gotta close these borders. They do nothing. Tax policy. They do nothing. We need to lower the corporate tax rate. Corporate tax is too high. We'll track business back. And he does nothing. Barack Obama, if you listen to politicians, they all sounded Trumpian. Every one of them. They all said, for the most part, they said the same things when it came to the economy, how they're going to boost the economy, etc. And then they become president, and they do nothing. And the only thing I can tell you is, if you probably follow the dollar, you'd understand it. Because the people say this and then do this. Just say what you need people to hear and do nothing. It's going to be a popularity contest. And Trump says, I don't care about your popularity contest. Not at all. Oh, man. I could go on this topic, honestly, forever. But we got lots coming up. We're going to be talking about a new tax that's going to throw you. I want to talk about the Pennsylvania election and California. This latest story, yet again, will shock you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.